This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, get ready for an active weather week with colder air across the Columbia Basin. The high-pressure ridge that kept the fog and low clouds for much of this week is moving east. So look for the first in a series of weather fronts to enter the inland northwest this afternoon and evening with light rain showers. A stronger system moving northeast from Northern California will bring rain and snow Saturday night and Sunday. Then you can expect a modified Arctic front to sag into the area from British Columbia. This, of course, will drop the temperatures and change the rain over to snow Sunday night into Tuesday. Exposed newborn livestock may experience moderate to severe cold stress tonight and again Saturday night. It's possible for significant snow, especially in the southern part of the Columbia Basin, which may delay farm-to-market transport or deliveries. Cold air behind the Arctic front could produce some of the lowest overnight temperatures this winter, with teens for Monday night through Wednesday night. Exposed water pipes will need to be protected or drained, and you may need to break ice on stock water ponds or troughs. The outlook for the second week of February is calling for temperatures continuing to average below normal with more rain and snow. This week's drought monitor didn't change, but NOAA's Climate Prediction Center updated the February outlook for temperatures to average below normal and precipitation to total near to below normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.